Is May the worst month to be a parent? The answer is yes, absolutely.
I mean, that's your vote. You've already passed judgment on this. Explain to me why.
Because the school, so this research that they found, and they're trying to figure out what's more stressful time of year, around the holidays for parents or the month of May. And what they found is end of school stress starts about 28 days before the school year ends. And it's mostly because parents have so much pressure on them to make plans for the summer.
Yeah.
It's all the last minute things, the graduations, the buying the teacher's gift, it's teacher appreciation week, you have to get, it's endless. Plus you have all the sports, the activities, the dance recitals on top of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I understand that. I mean, childcare is a big part of this, right? Depending on what the age of your kids are. So are they going to camp? Are they not going to camp? Which camp are they going to? Are you vacationing together as a family? Do you have something that they want to be involved in? Where are you going this year? Like, I can see that there's a lot of pressures. For the rest of us, we think of summer approaching, the time for fun, right? Less problems, no stress.
I saw a reel that basically said, I love how schools think parents don't have jobs during the month of May. So funny, because even this week, bring a joke for your teacher day. So we had to write the three jokes. Bring a card, the setting up the food. You have to make a donation for the food for teacher appreciation. They have to wear a certain outfit. They have to prepare all these other things. Like, it is nonstop. And then on top of that, oh, it's first grade graduation. We have field day. Oh, the carnival's next weekend. It is a nonstop time of year for parents. You also have to figure out, hey, they're going to be home.
Right.
Every day.
Right.
So what am I going to do with these kids when I go to work?
You're the activity coordinator.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And again, so many extra things added to the calendar right now. Things that you're expected to show up for, despite the fact that they're in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's on a Tuesday and a Wednesday and a Thursday.
A third of parents polled said they probably won't have a single stress-free day the entire summer. That is a sad, sad stat.
Is there ever a time that it's not busy, though, for a parent? Is there ever a month that's not busy? May is super busy.
I have this problem. I'm working on it. Where I always think, I just got to get through this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always something that's happening. Like, I just got to get through the end of the month because I have all these work events.
Right.
I just got to get through the end of June because then I'll go away for a few days and I have that vacation to look forward to. I just got to get through the summer because then it'll get back to school and we'll get back to a normal routine and it won't be so crazy. And that's not the way you're supposed to live.
Right. Nearsighted versus farsighted, almost, metaphorically speaking.
Yeah. So it's like, it's trying to figure out, if you say, like, what's my favorite month of the year? Every single month has something. September, it's
right,
the back to school madness.
You still feel like a hamster on the wheel.
October, you got all the Halloween things that come along with it. November is my daughter's birthday. Plus, we have all the Thanksgiving stuff. And where are we going to go and all that? And then you're right into the holiday season. And then you start in January. I think January is the dead month for the most part. But
you're exhausted.
But yeah, and you're exhausted and you're broke because you can spend all the money on Christmas.
Yeah.
So when they say May is the most stressful for parents, in retrospect, I'm not sure it's the most stressful. It's just the busiest. Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday. What was the number one thing your mom always used to tell you, Raven, that you couldn't have growing up?
Oh, gosh. I always wanted candy, and I always wanted toys. And I mean, I always wanted something. Wherever we were going, whatever we were doing, I always wanted something.
I always said growing up, because my mom said no to everything, that I wasn't going to be that mom. I wasn't going to say no. I say no to everything. I'm like,
I mean,
so
you have
mean
to.
You have to. It's like everything they want. Oh, I want a horse today. It's, you know what? It's not even my older daughter.
Yeah.
My older daughter was never like that. My little one, my five-year-old, she can't walk into a store without having a breakdown about having to buy everything that she doesn't need. Even if it's a grocery store, she'll find something.
I mean, when you're little, right, you feel like there's something special for you. There's something that lights up your eyes in every place that you go, and you want it. And why can't I have it?
We asked a bunch of kids. We said, we did a casting call on our social media to answer some questions, and we said, what does your mom always say no to?
What do I always say no to?
You say no to, like, when I ask to go to my favorite store, you say no.
Yeah, no kidding, because you always want everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm automatically fearful for her. Like, what is his favorite store?
Right.
Is it a Cadillac dealership? Like, we have no way of knowing, right?
What does your mom always say no to, Emma?
A phone.
And you, Molly?
iPads on school days.
Yeah, that mom is legit. She's got it on lockdown. I could probably take a lesson or two from her.
I think a lot of us could.
Yeah.
What does your mom always say no to?
Oh, so when I want to go like stay home by myself or go on a walk with my dog Jasmine, she's like, no, you have to go with me or somebody else. So I get mad.
Right, because you're too, you can't go by yourself yet. This is an argument I have with my two. Why is she gonna take the dog for a walk by herself?
I mean, you want to do some bonding with your dog by yourself. That's part of being, you know, best friends with your dog. But for all we know, that dog is 180 pounds. We don't know.
Absolutely,
we don't know.
What does your mom always say no to?
Driving.
Driving?
Yeah.
You're like...
You sound six.
You're 6 years old.
Yeah. What does your mom always say no to?
Horseplay.
Horseplay. That's a big one.
Don't wrestle with horses.
Oh, my gosh. To all my friends, I have girls, so this isn't an issue as much.
Yeah.
But all my friends that have the boys... The constant beating each other up. I don't know how you survive it. I don't know how you survive it.
Yeah.
What does your mom always say no to?
Disney World.
Oh.
Disney's expensive, man. Mm-hmm. You can't go all the time. I mean, some people don't get to go, right?
I get, yeah.
And it takes a long time.
I get asked to go to Disney, I would say, 3 times a week.
What does your mom always say no to?
To never grow up.
Oh.
I mean, that kid's planning ahead.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't want wrinkles. I don't want to deal with all this nonsense that you guys do. Taxes? What's that? Forget it. I want to stay this age.
What does your mom always say no to?
Getting a pup.
Yeah, pets are a big one, and mm-hmm. it's a big responsibility, and you know your kids well, right? If you feel like they're not going to do it, a lot of parents don't have the time to take it on, and they can be expensive. Do
something. What does your mom always say no to?
When I asked him for a pet, really sad.
Everybody wants a pet. Get a fish, though. Get a fish. Is a fish worse? Am I thinking that a fish is the easy one, and then I'm going to get it? I'm going to be like, why did I get this fish?
It's been a long time since I had to deal with fish. I'm not sure.
Kids, you're not supposed to shove things in your Chromebooks because they'll explode.
I mean, people just love to do stuff that they see online, right?
Trending is powered by 5-Hour Energy. Did you know 5-Hour Energy can be ordered online? You can easily build your own custom 12 or 24 pack. Check it out today, 5hourenergy.com. My husband texted me yesterday. He goes, our kids cannot be this dumb. And I said, yes, they can.
Yeah, hold on.
Yep. We got an email from the school. And whenever there's an email that says safety update, it's like the first one I open because, you want to make sure everything is okay.
Of course, obviously.
Right. Nope. It's about kids shoving things in their Chromebooks and setting them on fire.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely nuts.
It says, good afternoon. As you may be aware, there is a dangerous new TikTok trend involving Chromebooks. Videos on the platform feature students inserting conductive items such as graphite from pencils, aluminum foil, and paper clips into the Chromebook ports in order to cause smoke and sparks. Uh-huh. Here are some of the people, the administration, talking about what's going on.
It's more than just a trend. It causes a lot of disruption.
It became clear that the damage was done intentionally, that it wasn't a malfunctioning Chromebook, but rather a student had intentionally done things to it that caused it to smoke and eventually melt.
Why would you find a piece of foil and shove it into your Chromebook?
It's amazing. I mean, the things that people do because they want to see whether or not actually something is going to happen, this video, is it real or whatever? But, it really comes down to consequences at this point. I saw something where a school had to be evacuated the other day. Everybody had to get out. Somebody went to the hospital for smoke inhalation, and they're like, well, they might have discipline for this student. Are you kidding me? I mean, stuff like this, like get serious about these things for once.
The batteries that are essentially catching on fire, once they burn, they're producing this toxic smoke.
Yeah, it's not good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this email.
And you can't put it out the same way as you put out a regular fire either.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all nasty. It's pretty upsetting, actually. I mean, it's the way I would just put it. It's like, it's destructive, too.
It's destructive. It's awful. Kids should not be doing it. It's dumb.
Yeah.
But we were dumb, too. And we
were dumb, man, but I don't know. There was nothing that I was doing that was costing the school $1,000 that day or anything like that. There's nothing that I was doing like that. No.
Because the Chromebooks are different. We didn't have Chromebooks. There's only so much you can do to a Scantron sheet and a number two pencil.
That's what I'm saying, right? Like, I mean, we did things that were destructive, but again, consequences. It really comes down to that. There's nothing funny about it.
Remember when we got whiteboards and all of a sudden it was the coolest thing ever that there was whiteboards that you could write with markers and there was no chalk?
Yes.
Yes. Remember overhead projectors?
Yes.
I will tell you, some terrible things happened to overhead projectors in my school.
I never did anything terrible to an overhead
projector.
Maybe
not you.
I mean, I never destroyed a television or anything like that one of our schools.
Because they would come on these what were they called? The trays? You know, they would roll it in. They would roll it. Remember?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, it was the best feeling in the world.
Study hall was going to be like that. You weren't going to do anything serious, right? They just roll in that video, VCR cart.
Do they still have a TV VCR cart?
I seriously doubt it. There's no more VCRs. I'm guessing that streaming happens, and the TV's probably just mounted in every classroom.
But what do they do? They just stream it, project it. I have to ask my kids. How come I don't know this?
I don't know.
But there was no better feeling in the world than when that thing rolled on in and you knew you were going to watch a video and you could put your head down and go to sleep.
I want you to imagine if you had blown up the overhead projector, what do you think your principal would have done? Because mine would have suspended me for like 2 weeks.
Well, I'm sure.
There would have been consequences, is what I'm saying. Let's get back to that.
No one messed around with the TV because you knew that was a good time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I wouldn't want to blow up my computer.
Here's a confession. It's a mom confession. Mm. You know all the artwork that the kids bring home from school that you're supposed to treasure forever and put in a bin?
You got to keep it in a box forever, of course.
I immediately throw it away. Like, I wait and I put it on the fridge, and then when I don't think she'll realize that it's gone, I toss it.
How many days is that?
Usually one.
One day.
Raven, stuff comes home every single day.
Yeah, but we're talking about like colored photos where like, you know, or like a colored picture where like, you know, she's holding hands with you or, you know, it's the whole family portrait.
Raven, if I...
She's in the yard with a dog. Any one of those things?
Raven, sometimes she comes home and her backpack is just cut up pieces of white paper that she says I have to keep forever.
Okay.
I mean, that's like the caliber of things that we deal with, the amount of stuff that comes home. And if you're a mom, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
So I think the second part of this confession is you're saying that your daughter has no artistic ability whatsoever.
No,
some of these have got to be beautiful.
So here's the thing.
Wow.
You want to talk about beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of moms today, on the Friday before Mother's Day, will be coming home with great gifts that they made at school. And some of them are so beautiful. And some of them are so macaroni necklace unique. And there's everything in between. But I have been hiding from you one of the gifts that I was brought home this week in my computer bag. Are you ready for it?
So this is something that has been organized basically by the teachers for your daughter to make.
For Mother's Day. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Close your eyes.
My eyes are closed.
Ta-da!
All right. What is it?
According to Dakota, it is a mansion. That's my six-year-old.
Oh.
They have glued together a bunch of wooden pieces.
Yeah.
Then she painted it a neon pink. And now here it is.
And it's slathered in black and purple and green on top of that and blue.
I told her I was going to go to one of those glow light parties and I was going to bring it and dance with it.
So at first glance, I'm not quite sure exactly what it is. It looks like a piece out of like a Star Wars movie or something.
Ta-da!
Yeah.
I'm going to keep this forever right here at work on my computer.
Oh, come on. That's a cop out, though.
What?
No, I mean, something that you say you're going to keep, all right? And you're supposed to keep it somewhere that, you know, other people can enjoy it, too.
I'm going to post a picture on our Instagram, on our story, at Anna and Raven, so you can see it for yourself.
Yeah.
But we asked people. I asked a whole bunch of moms. I go, email me. I will not share a word of who you are. Give me your mom confession.
Mm-hmm.
They were so much funnier than I thought they would be.
Okay, what did you got?
I hate my daughter's best friend. I think she's evil. She's 6 years old.
You know, and that's such a hard thing to feel conflicted about. But sometimes you do sense that in another kid. You're like, you know what? That kid is not a good kid. And you don't like him.
I put my kids in daycare even on my days off so I can get a break. I don't think that's bad.
No, I don't think that's bad either.
No.
All right? You can do the same thing with puppies. They got to run that energy out.
I wish my kids looked more like me than my husband.
Oh, well, that feels real. They will, though, right? Like at different times in their life, they're going to look more like one than the other.
I faked a positive COVID test during the pandemic so my husband would have to take care of the kids and I could just watch TV alone in our bedroom.
But that's not even a confession.
I mean, everybody did that.
Yeah. Right. There's people still doing that. By the way, it's over. You're not supposed to still be able to do that. But people are like, nope, we're doing that.
I have a mom confession.
What's up?
Any toy that makes a mess or has a lot of small pieces within minutes of her not paying attention will be in the garbage, but I'll bury it in the garbage so she doesn't accidentally see it when she goes in there and throw something away.
Yeah, I mean, you're real conflicted about that because then you got to bury it under her artwork that she also is not supposed to see.
Sometimes I mean, can take the garbage out.
It's just a bag full of memories that will never be, I guess. Wow.
I love my commute because I get to sit in complete silence. I love it.
Right. Sometimes and you've told me this, and I'm sure you're not the only one, but sometimes you'll be almost home, but you'll just stop.
I'll just stop. I'll pull over on the side of the road, and I'll just sit there. I'll just sit there and wait.
Rest.
Okay, listen. Moms, we get it. It's a lot. What's your mom confession? And we'll change your voice if you want us to. 1-800-330-9999. Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. Everybody knows moms are the glue that holds a lot of it together. But even we have to make some confessions sometimes.
Well, I mean, that's the thing is, if you're the person that holds everything together, you're going to have secrets, of course.
What's your mom confession? 1-800-330-9999. Maya, this is your confession. What is your mom confession?
Sometimes I fake being asleep so that my kids will ask their older brother to do something instead of me.
Oh,
so because you know, for some reason, mommy is the best person to do any and everything. And I have three kids, and you know, the oldest one is 12 now, so I'm like, he's quite capable. And so, if I don't feel like being bothered, I just fall asleep. Air quotes. You know, they're resourceful, so they go and ask their brother to do it. And then I wake up when the issue is resolved, because you know I'm listening to make sure it's handled correctly.
Yep.
Right. Is there any better way to get yourself out of something than to fake like you are asleep or unconscious?
Raven.
Yes.
Maya.
Yes.
Sometimes I'll be in my bed and I'll be in the dark and I'll just be scrolling on my phone. But I'll hear one
somebody
of the kids
coming
up the stairs because they're trying to see if I'm asleep because they want to talk to me about something.
And you hide your phone.
I throw that phone under the covers, roll over, and close my eyes so fast, you know? Nope. This is mommy time and Instagram. Right. Nobody else is coming in on this.
You can slow your breathing like a hibernating like frog or something like that. You can totally fake these people out.
Yes, I have to cover my face with a pillow a little bit so they won't look at me, because if they look at me, I'll give it away.
They used to call this playing possum, when you just roll over and act like you're dead.
Yep.
That's what
you're
doing.
Yep.
All right, Lydia, how about you? What's your mom confession?
I feel bad, but I told my kids once that the ice cream truck only plays music when it's out of ice cream, so they wouldn't want it.
That's a classic. I think all the parents have decided universally that that's what we're saying from now on.
I love the ice cream truck. There's one that comes in my neighborhood, and this is what I can't figure out. School is still in session where I'm at. So I don't understand why he's coming through my neighborhood playing the music on a Tuesday or Wednesday at like noon or 12:30.
Grown-ups don't like ice cream?
It does. Nobody comes out for it.
I know.
And I want to go out there and tell the guy, listen.
And get a Chipwich.
Well, right. Yeah. I mean, but I'll have that conversation with him the first time. But I'll say, listen, man, if you came through here every weeknight at 6 o'clock, let's say, you'd sell two ice creams to this house every time. If my wife and I had eight, like, how many times is she going to be able to resist that the dude is coming by? Never.
Eclair? Almond. One of those almond eclairs. Right. What are you going to get?
I like the strawberry ones. Mm. I like, what is it, the Nutter Butter? The ice cream that's got the chocolate and the nuts on top? Whatever that is, that's good. A push-up pop is good. You're talking to me. I'll eat anything on that truck.
Yeah.
Right, me too. Ice cream sandwich. Yeah, come after dinner time, dessert.
Right. You want to make some money? Come then.
Erica, what's your mom confession?
My mom confession, really, I don't do anything in the house. I don't do anything. I have the kids do everything. They clean, they cook, and they do laundry. A little, they taught each other. That's the beauty of having multiple kids. Teach them how to do it. He's doing this all the time. This is how we work the house. Teamwork makes the dream work.
It's amazing. So
I don't do laundry. I don't cook. I don't clean. All the kids, they do it themselves.
That's amazing. It's like my dream come true. I don't know how you did it. But congratulations. Getting your kids to learn how to do the chores and then do them well is definitely a successful, happy moment for any mother.
Yeah, I mean, especially when they're maintaining that on their own over time, too, right? Like, getting them to do it one time is one thing, right? Getting them to learn is something else. And then getting them to repeat that because they know that it needs to be done instead of having to prompt them. That's a big deal right there.
It is a must.
We asked a bunch of kids, what's your favorite place for your mom to go? Her happy place.
What is my favorite place to go?
The gym and the mall. and Target.
I do love Target.
Yeah. I mean, that lady sounds a lot like me, except mm-hmm. I haven't been to the gym lately. The mall, Target, all those places make me happy.
Every one of those places sounds like an escape from their family. Just putting it out there. But
Home Goods is my happy place.
Okay.
I just wander around, look at things. Sometimes I just stare off into the distance. Nobody bothers me.
I was going to say, do you figure anything out while you're there? No. Or no, you just go?
I just go. Yeah.
He likes to go to Pompano Beach, Florida.
Oh. Pompano Beach, Florida sounds lovely.
Nice. Good place.
Where's your mom's favorite place to go?
The mall.
The mall? Okay. Does she like shopping a lot?
Yeah, I know. And her favorite store is there. Her favorite store is Sephora and Ulta Beauty.
Yeah, you can spend a lot of time and a lot of money in both those places.
Mm.
Where's your mom's favorite place to go?
I feel like she... I don't know where...
You know what? Into her room to sleep.
Wow, you're making me really sound bad.
No, just leave me alone. Leave me alone, guys.
I mean,
leave me alone.
Somewhat accurate. Like, my happy place really is my bed. Like, I am the happiest when I crawl into my bed at night.
Where's your mom's favorite place to go?
Her bed.
Yeah, me too. No, I mean, I'm glad I'm not alone. I felt a little bit, like, bad at first saying it, but I guess it's true.
Where's your mom's favorite place to go?
Boston.
Boston's a lovely city.
What's your favorite thing to do in Boston?
Eat in the North End of Italy, those Italian restaurants.
Yeah, right there on the water. Beautiful spot.
Mm-hmm.
What's your mom's favorite place to go?
Probably restaurants.
I do like going to restaurants, too.
Somebody else taking care of the meal is a big deal.
What's your mom's favorite place to go?
Your sister's houses.
Mm. Oh, that's nice, hanging out with family.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's true.
Where's your mom's favorite place to go?
She likes to go to Dunkin' Donuts. Because there's coffee.
Because they're what?
Sometimes you just need that coffee in the morning, right? Mm-hmm. In the afternoon, something to give you a boost to get you through the day.
Because there's coffee.
I don't know what that means,
though. Because there's toffee.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Where's your mom's favorite place to go?
Like vacation, maybe like Puerto Rico.
Oh, lovely.
Give
like
me a beach.
Well. Yeah.
And I'll be happy.
What's your mom's favorite place to go?
Australia in the gym in our basement.
I mean, that sounds wonderful, but did he say Australia and then our basement?
Yeah.
Australia in the gym in our basement.
Oh, the gym in our basement.
Oh.
That makes a lot more sense.
Again.
Yeah. Right. Very little different escapism. Places. Very different. Australia and the gym in the basement. But
I'll take either, though.
There are 1.4 billion Catholics in the world. 6% of that number are here in the United States. And yesterday was a huge day. This is what it sounded like when the first American Pope was named. And just like that, we have Pope Leo XIV. He was born Robert Francis Prevost in Chicago. He's 69 years old. The world was shocked, especially Raven. We have always heard that it would be a huge stretch for an American to be elected.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're sinners.
Oh. No, not because of that. He is an alum of Villanova. He worked in Peru for 20 years, and he was very close, and he worked with Pope Francis.
Mm.
Now, the crazy part about all of this is, like, nobody saw this coming. And he has two older brothers here in America, and one of his brothers in Illinois was asked, like, what did he talk about to his baby brother before the start of the conclave?
First, we do Wordle, because this is a regular thing, okay? Then we do Words with Friends. It's something to keep his mind off life in the real world.
Isn't it weird to think that the Pope... It does Wordle and Words of Friends.
Here's what I need to know. I need to know whether or not he's White Sox or Cubs.
Well, we're going to get to that
in
just a second.
I need to know if he's deep dish or hot oil.
Okay.
These are the things that I need to know about Bobby from Chicago.
We already know all these things.
Oh,
Raven.
We do?
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Maybe you should read the news, too.
Okay,
all right.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just a Catholic release.
He continued.
I said, did you watch the movie Conclave so you know how to behave? And he had just finished watching the movie Conclave. So he knew how to behave. So it's that kind of stuff, because I wanted to take his mind off of it, laugh about something, because this is now an awesome responsibility.
It really is. It's a huge responsibility. And the funny part is like, I mean, especially me growing up as a Catholic girl, the Pope is untouchable.
Yeah, but what, I mean.
And when you hear his brother talking about him, like they play Wordle, Word with Friends, and, you know, he's a Villanova alum and all that, it just makes him seem
Well, of course, they want to humanize him right away.
Yes,
right? Like, that's what they
want
to do.
I love it.
They want to make you feel connected to the Pope, of course, right? And then, therefore, you feel more connected to the church, which mm-hmm. is, you know, all that stuff is great. It's baffling to me that he watched Conclave so that he would also know what it meant to lobby to be Pope.
What do me and Pope Leo have in common?
Right, you both watched it.
Like
this
the
week.
Day before it started. Right. the night before it wow. started, both of us were watching Conclave. How crazy is that? And Raven, you had brought up the whole Cubs-Red Sox thing.
Yes, Cubs-White Sox.
The White Sox fans. Because the rumors started swirling immediately, and his brother put it all to rest.
He was always a Sox fan. Our mother was a Cubs fan. I don't know, maybe that clued in there. And our dad was a Cardinals fan. So I don't know where that all came from.
Yeah, so that's the thing. He's a Sox guy.
Okay.
All right. And now all his friends keep talking about, like, they call him Bob. They mm-hmm. call him Bob.
Well, that's what I'm going to call him.
You can't.
What? I can't? Come on.
He is Pope Leo. Okay?
He's Pope Bobby?
No. The minute you take your papal name... You get rid of your old name. And out of the utmost respect for the highest power, you have to call him Pope Leo. That's how it works.
All right.
But guess who was in the crowd? This is crazy. This just started trending. St. Peter's Square, tens of thousands of people gather to see and welcome the new Pope.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden you look over and who's standing next to you?
I have no idea.
Harry Styles.
When you brought it up before, I was like, is it going to be that dude? It couldn't be that dude. What is he doing there?
He had to see it for himself, too. And I'm thinking, like, what an incredible moment if you were an American right there in that square. When I watch those interviews, I get all tears in my eyes. Like, you didn't ever expect it that it was going to be an American up there. It was a big day. Big day for the Catholics.
Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Oh, Mama.
Anna and Raven.
It is the Mother's Day version of Mommy's Margarita Friday. Gina, what did you do this week to earn your margarita?
So I was able to start my business. It was really hard to try to do that with the kids and everything. I was able to do it. And they're like, Mommy, put this name, put that name. And I'm like, no. And I finally settled on a name. And I started my business and put up the website. And I'm really excited for that. So I deserve drinks. Like, the money that I saved on trying to pay somebody to start the business for me, I could go and get drinks. Yes!
Building a website is extremely stressful.
Oh, my gosh. So I've been saying for the last 7 months, maybe longer, I had branding done on my name. Mm-hmm. I had everything done. It is a lot of work mm-hmm. to get a website up and operational, to mm-hmm. keep it up and operational.
Although, for some people, it comes super easy.
Yep.
I'm just not one of them.
Yeah, so enjoy your margarita. Happy Mother's Day.
Yes, thank you.
I mean, I feel like AI should just be doing it all for me, right? Like, here I am. Mm-hmm. Now go make this a winner. Thank you.
Nikki, happy Mother's Day. What did you do this week to earn your margarita?
This week I actually tried to put on my lashes in a moving car. They were crooked, but I was not late to work. My lashes were on, and, you know, like, I put them on when I was driving. I was kind of proud of myself that I even made the effort. My hand's not always the steadiest, but I did fairly decent enough, I guess.
Let me ask you a question, because I just read this in the news not too long ago. They have robots now that are going to be doing fake eyelashes. Would you let a robot put fake eyelashes on you?
I'm gonna pass on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, technology, computers, they're just not always. There's a chance for glitches, and I just rather not be close to my eyes when that happens. And the way my life is set up, it's always interesting. So you guarantee if something were to happen and go wrong, I would be the recipient of that story.
That's how I feel too.
I love that you're like, there's always a glitch with a robot putting on my eyelashes, but there's no concern whatsoever as to applying your eyelashes while you were driving to work.
Oh. Right. Yeah. I glossed right over that.
I would have rather had a robot putting on your eyelashes while you were driving next to me. That would feel somehow safer, but okay.
Well, you know, mom ass.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you enjoy your margarita. You did it.
Yeah, congratulations on still being alive. Yeah.
Right. All right, Samantha, what did you do this week to earn your margarita?
I actually had a group of friends and we got together and shot a short film. Boy, when I tell you, being executive producer of it and lead the team was super, super, super stressful. I could not wait to have a drink. Do you hear me? I'm still tired.
Why did you do that? Just for fun?
It's a contest we entered and someone dared me. So I entered the 48-hour film competition and it's nationwide. I had no idea what I was getting myself into.
Mm.
But we pulled it off. We did it. We pulled a genre on Friday, turned it in Sunday by 7, a short film, 4 to 7 minutes.
That's cool.
What was it about?
Yeah, what was your genre? What did you have to do?
So we pulled food film. It was a comedy. Whew, it was a lot of work.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you. Definitely, we went to go have a drink.
You know, it's funny when people watch something, film or TV or whatever, production or a play or anything like that, they often don't realize that it is a production and that there's so many different elements to making a production look good. All those, you know, contracts and waivers and where are we going to shoot? There's a lot before you even get to, hey, can anybody act in this thing?
Right.
Hey, can anybody be funny? Can anybody cook? Can anybody make this look good? Before you even get there, there's a million things that have to be done. Congratulations.
You know it. Thank you, man. It was great. It was great.
How much do you look like your mom? Well, turns out, to the hundreds of pictures that we received, a lot of our listeners look just like their mama.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, in every contest, there has to be a winner. And when I first saw this photo, it was just staggering to me, Anna.
Yeah, so we picked the 9 finalists. We had you submit pictures of you and your mom, and we were looking for the mother-daughter duo that looked the most alike to win a gift card just in time for Mother's Day this weekend. After we went through all of these pictures, the 9 finalists were selected, posted across all our social media pages at Anna and Raven, and it was up to you to vote for 24 hours.
Christine and Dawn, it was like, whoa!
All right, let's call them and tell them. Christine?
Yeah.
You look a lot like your mom. You know
I mean, it's crazy.
Never heard that.
Yeah.
You have your mom with you? Dawn, are you there too?
Yes, right here.
Oh, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
I have to say, we picked the 9 finalists and we put it up on our social media. And there was a lot of lookalikes from moms and daughters, but you got over 30% of the vote. It wasn't even close.
Yeah, it was striking. When I got your personal email there, I was like, oh, wait a minute. I'm not supposed to pull favorites, but this seems like it could be the winner right now.
Yeah, we thought we had it in the bag.
And you did. And you did. Christine, what's it like for you? Like when people always say, oh my gosh, you look just like your mom.
It's funny. I mean, I've basically been hearing it my entire life. And so, you know, it's like I get it because I do look just like her. And, you know, I'm honored because my mom is my best friend. So, you know, I just laugh and say thank you.
Dawn, do you feel like it was like this from early on? Like you could see the resemblance right away? Like she's in the carriage or she's running around in the yard and people are like, yeah, that's a mini you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. From day one. And she also strongly resembles her great grandmother's. It's run strong.
So, what are you guys going to do for Mother's Day this Sunday?
Yeah.
Well, actually, my special needs daughter likes to go to the opera, and so we have season. You know, we're kind of season pass holders, and Sunday is an opera show, so I'm going to be taking her to see that opera.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, how exciting! That's great.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say congratulations. We'll get you out your gift card. Have a happy Mother's Day. And as far as we're concerned, we've never seen a mother-daughter duo look as much alike as you guys do.
That's for sure.
Well, we love you guys. Thank you. This was really fun. We appreciate you doing this.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day, you two.
Thank you. You also. Thank you.
Thank you.
One couple.
It makes me furious. I don't get it.
This is what she wants to do.
One problem.
My daughter wants to do a spa weekend for her 16th birthday.
And I'm being deprived of going there because I'm a guy?
You decide the outcome.
All right, Gabby, you got to be happy to hear that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can have a family dinner when we get back in town.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right. This program is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/Anna and Raven. Gabriel and Julia. Julia, let's start with you. What's going on?
Okay, y'all. So basically, my husband and I, we finally are having some adult time. We're going to a dinner with another couple, his coworker and their spouse. And so they're kind of, you know, well-to-do. I feel like they have a little bit more money than we do, or at least it appears they do. And so anyway, we're going to this really nice steakhouse in the city. And we have a gift card. he wants to use it just to cover our portion of the dinner. I feel as though because, you know, we're going out with our friends and stuff, that we should use it to, like, put the whole $200 towards the meal and then split whatever's left. He doesn't want to do that. He feels as though it's our $200 and he does not want to spend all of it for this dinner. I disagree. I feel like we should.
Okay, let me make sure you understand. So you have this $200 gift card to this restaurant. You're going with Gabriel's coworker friends. And you, Gabriel, want to use that $200 towards your half of the meal. But Julia, you want to put it towards the check and then split the rest.
Yes.
Okay.
Fancy right. Steakhouse. Gabe, what's your side of this? Defend yourself.
The agreement is we're going out to dinner. We're going to split the check. What difference does it make if it's a gift card or cash? It's ours and we should split half and as we agreed.
No, this is funny. I don't think I've ever really considered this scenario in my head, but it's a little bit juicy because on the surface, you're right. Like, I mean, it's the exact same thing as cash. It's your money. It's your value. And so if you were going to split the check anyways, and I don't do the thing where it's like you had this, I had that. If we're going out and we're splitting a check, it's just you put your card on the table. They put the card on the table and they split the check. That's fine.
Right.
And what's the difference if it's a gift card or not? But on the other hand, I kind of get it, right? Because then you got to stop. And, like, explain that to the waiter or server or whatever. So I don't know if I'm using the gift card in that spot.
I think question number one is, how close are you with this coworker, Gabriel? Is he, like, your buddy? Or is this more like, you know, you're going out for
work
dinner?
Yeah, we're friends. We're cool. But, yeah.
It's a little bit of a schmooze, you know, trying to work my way up in the corporate hierarchy. You know, I admit that. But they're nice people, too. We'll have some laughs. And I don't see the big deal, really.
Oh, see, I don't know. If I am trying to schmooze a little bit, Anna, then I put the $200 towards the balance and then say, let's split the rest. Say, hey, we had this.
Right.
Right? Then it's like, let's take advantage together, right?
Whenever I'm in this situation, I throw it towards the check or I don't use the gift card.
Right.
I mean, did you guys even think of that? Just keep the gift card for another time when it's just the two of you.
There's no harm in that. It's like stock. It ain't going bad.
I mean, we could do that. I mean, it would give us a night away from the kids again.
This thing is, it's almost 15 miles out of town. We're not going to go again. I'm using it.
It's one of those things, though, when you have like a gift card from somewhere far away, when you go, you want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
It's like burning in your hole in your pocket.
No, I get it, right? Like you could have had that thing for years prior. I totally understand that.
What do you think?
Well, then
we're
ordering everything on the menu. We're ordering $200 worth of food.
And of course you are. It's a steakhouse. If you're going out to dinner with another couple and you have a gift card, what's your protocol? What do you do and what do you think they should do? Interesting. Gift card protocol when you're going out with other couples. Huh.
It feels a little pretentious. I mean, a gift card is the same as cash, but the perception of the gift card is the thing that's really affecting the decision making here.
Okay, so Julia and Gabriel are going out to dinner to an expensive steakhouse. They have a $200 gift card. Julia says you have to put it towards the entirety of the check.
Yeah.
And then we'll split the rest. Or we don't use the gift card. And Gabriel definitely disagrees, even though these are his coworkers that he's trying to impress.
Yeah, so here's the thing is, they're not going out by themselves. I mean, if they're going out by themselves, this is not an argument. It's not a discussion whatsoever. It's your money. Use it how you want to. But when you're pairing up with another couple, of which, you know, he's trying to make a good impression because, as you said, he's a coworker. You know, does it become weird if you pull out a gift card to split the check instead of just going, hey, put this towards the total and then we'll split the difference?
Right. Gabriel says it's cash. I'm just going to use it for our half. Why would I offer them half my gift card?
It's our money.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Deborah, whose side are you on?
Honestly, I think they both should not go to that restaurant. Save it for themselves. If they use the gift card, if they decide to use it, it's not going to help him if he's just move up the ladder. So I think he needs to put the gift card away and just pay outright and save that gift card for another time.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couple's court. What's the protocol of using gift cards at restaurants when you're going out with friends? That's the disagreement today between Gabriel and Julia. They're going out with another couple, one of Gabriel's coworkers and his wife. And even though Gabriel says he wants to make a good impression on the guy, they have a $200 gift card to the steakhouse they're going. And he says he wants to use it just for their half of the bill.
You know, I got to be honest with you. If I was going out with old friends that knew each other well, I would never even think twice about this. I'd be like, I got a gift card and I'm making sure that I use it. And you know what? If I'm buying drinks or food for my friends, that's one thing. But if I'm not, if we hadn't talked about it, they probably would never assume. However, going out with somebody that you don't know well, right, that you're trying to make a good impression on, it seems like it complicates the matter. And that's weird.
Julia says we either have to put it towards the entire check and then divide the rest, or we don't use this gift card at all. What do you think? Carol and Kathy.
I'm on the wife's side. You look like such a cheapskate. If you try and do what he's thinking about, I don't know. I just wouldn't use the gift card like Anna said.
You know, it's funny, right? That perception. I mean, it's money. For all they know, you bought the gift card yourself at some point.
Why?
But it's just funny what that perception
is. You're right, Raven. It's like cash, and it should, like, on the surface, it should look like cash and be the same thing, but it just doesn't look that way. It doesn't feel that way. You just look like a cheapskate.
Yeah, you're right.
Alex, whose side are you on?
I think I'm on her side. I think it's rude to go out to dinner and pull out a gift card if you're not willing to use it for the group, especially if it's someone you work with. I feel like it's just kind of a cheap and bad look.
I agree.
Wow.
I mean, use it next time. Just put it away.
Hey, Alicia, what do you think? You got a $200 gift card. You're going out to dinner with a couple friends. Are you using this gift card here, or does it leave a bad impression and you just got to save it for another time?
I'm using it there. I'm on her side. And then kind of on his side, too, because he just said he's not going back there. So what's the issue with spending the whole thing on that dinner?
Well, yeah, he just doesn't want to spend it on them, though.
Right.
He's like, we're going to spend it on our half, and whatever's left over is left over. But, you know, this is for our dinner, not theirs. And she's like, that's tacky.
It is. And then also, if he's not planning to go back, what's the point of keeping anything on the card? Just spend the whole thing at the restaurant.
Doesn't fair make- point.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Julia, our audience agreed with you. Put it towards a check, divide the rest. It makes you not look cheap. And if you're trying to impress your coworker, Gabriel, that's, I think, one of the smallest things you can probably do at night.
Well, I'm having more than a couple drinks, I'll tell you that.
Well, I mean, listen, you should both enjoy yourself, no question about it. But I think it's a nice little surprise. And it's not as assuming as if you picked up the entire check, which says, I'm trying to impress you or gather some favor here. This is more like a nice gesture. I think it actually works in your favor. Julia, you got your wish, and the votes were with you.
Yay. Well, sounds like we have a nice evening planned. I can't wait. Now I can figure out what I'm going to wear, make sure the kids are ready for the sitter, and I'm starting looking at the menu so I know exactly what I want to order.
I do that, too. I always look in advance.
I never look in advance.
Yeah. What are you, crazy? You have to look in and weigh all your options.
Yeah, you have to have
you know
an idea,
happens?
Yeah.
You go to the restaurant and you get the menu, but you're so busy in the conversation and all that the waitress comes six times and you make a rash decision. Nope. I am well prepared because I've been looking at that menu all week.
I already know everything I want from the appetizer to dessert.
100%.
I think that's a Mars and Venus thing, I think, because that is totally my wife and that is never me. I choose in 30 seconds.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven Cash jackpot is $3,200 thanks to 5-Hour Energy. Did you know that 5-Hour Energy can be ordered online? You can easily build your own custom 12 or 24 pack. Check it out today, 5hourenergy.com. Brett and Kim, how you guys doing today? You ready to win some cash?
Yes, we are.
We're ready.
Let's do it. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Earmuffs, Raven.
Good luck, guys. $3,200.
Thank you.
Earmuffs. You heard the man.
I don't know what that means.
All right, hold on. Let's wait for that door to close. Okay, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number one, Lea Michele finally debunked the longtime rumor that she doesn't know how to read by reading during a podcast. Rachel Berry was the name of the character she played on what show that made her famous?
Glee.
Number two, Tom Brady regrets doing the Netflix roast because he learned that it really hurt his children, and he says it was a learning lesson for him as a parent. He famously played what position in the NFL?
Quarterback.
Number three, the animated character Elastigirl was chosen as the most inspirational movie mom. She's from what movie series?
I don't know.
Yep.
Number four, a fake LinkedIn profile by Elmo from Sesame Street was going around saying that he was being fired due to federal budget cuts and was looking for work. Now, Sesame Workshop said they had nothing to do with it. Everybody knows Elmo is red, but what color is his nose?
Yellow. Orange.
Guys, no, number five. I'm not giving you guys that one. One of you has to answer. Number five. What country superstar was awarded Entertainer of the Year and Album of the Year, among others, last night at the Academy of Country Music Awards?
Don't know.
Let me bring Rachel back in. All right, two out of five for Brett and Kim.
Not great. Let's see how I do. Maybe they're really, really hard.
All right, here we go. Number one, Lea Michele finally debunked the longtime rumor that she doesn't know how to read by reading during a podcast. Rachel Berry was the name of the character she played on what show that made her famous?
I'm sorry, who?
Lea Michele.
Lea Michele. Glee?
Yes.
Yeah.
Number two, Tom Brady regrets doing the Netflix roast because he learned that it really hurt his children, and he says it was a learning lesson for him as a parent.
Wah.
He famously played what position in the NFL?
Quarterback.
Yes.
Greatest one ever.
Number three, you guys are tied. The animated character Elastigirl was chosen as the most inspirational movie mom. She's from what movie series?
The Incredibles.
Correct. Number four, a fake LinkedIn profile by Elmo from Sesame Street was going around saying that he was being fired due to federal budget cuts and he's looking for work.
It's tough out there.
Sesame Workshop said they had nothing to do with it. Elmo is red, but what color is his nose?
Is it orange?
Orange. Yep. And number five, what country superstar was awarded Entertainer of the Year and Album of the Year, among others, last night at the Academy of Country Music Awards?
Lainey Wilson. It's her time.
Lainey Wilson. Brett and Kim, he beat you 5-2 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Thank you very much. We can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, you two. $3,300 come Monday, Anna.